I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's no surprise China wants to silence its critics. Can it carry out its orders within the U.S.? We'll find out in a moment. And then later, community development requires long-term investment. Find out who's willing to make it. First, Bob Fu, who's the president of China Aid, has received death threats and is currently being protected by law enforcement. The FBI and CIA are investigating threats against his life by members of the Chinese Communist Party, while protesters outside his house call him a communist spy. Confused? Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us.
It's really hard to know exactly who is behind this, but what we do know is that Bob and his family have been under threat, and that's being taken very seriously.
Fu often speaks out against the CCP and its religious freedom violations.
Bob has even been in the White House. He's had many members of the Senate, Congress, even mayors that are involved. He is well respected. And so what Bob says is taken with a lot of seriousness, and the Chinese government obviously doesn't like that.
What is clear is that someone wants to silence Fu's voice, but Musselman says that won't happen.
Bob is not going to be silenced. He's somebody that has survived persecution. I mean, he was arrested, him and Heidi, for starting an underground church in China. He was involved in Tiananmen Square. So Bob is a guy that really knows what persecution looks like. He has advocated for persecuted Christians for many, many years now.
Pray wisdom for China Aid's leadership team during this stressful time. And pray for your brothers and sisters in China that God would grant them grace and strength in the face of persecution. Next, terrorist activity, COVID-19, and economic pressure have slowed or halted much of Bible translation in Nigeria. Recent terror attacks by jihadist Fulani herdsmen resulted in many deaths, and these are in addition to damage inflicted by Boko Haram. Wycliffe Associates' Tabitha Price says,
a lot of these groups are militant Islamic groups, and so they have a particular hatred of Jesus followers. So this is a problem that's been brewing and has really created a challenge for Nigeria on so many levels.
The danger these groups present makes travel difficult. Price says that travel, and by extension Bible translation, has further been disrupted by the pandemic.
Part of the challenge for us is that people usually need to travel to be able to work on the translation together. Many of the translators don't live in the same village, and because of the pandemic, they've not been able to get together in a community.
Many translators have also lost their jobs due to the pandemic as they struggle to provide for their families. Some still find time to work on Bible translation. Wycliffe Associates is providing relief funds for translators in difficult situations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, if helping people in need was an easy task, everybody would do it. Some obstacles and circumstances take longer to overcome, requiring substantial time and resources. It's a heavy investment and one that few are willing to make.
Places where some other organizations find it too dangerous, too expensive, too hard to get to, those are the places that World Concern really feels uniquely called to.
That's Kathy Herholt with World Concern. The ministry is helping people around the world climb out of extreme poverty and move towards something better.
So it often starts as a humanitarian response with a crisis or a conflict or a disaster that brings us into a new community. We're able to meet those immediate needs, but then we're going to walk alongside them long term as they transform their own lives and communities. Through that process, they are exposed to the love of Christ.
Look for this story at missionnews.org to connect with World Concern.
When we go to these communities, families say, you know, you're the first ones that have ever come out here this far. Why are you doing this? It gives us an opportunity to share that they're not forgotten, that God sees them, knows them, and knows their needs, and wants them to have an abundant life.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a pretty rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.